Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Two House committees are questioning former FBI Director James Comey behind closed doors this afternoon.
CBS News correspondent Bill Rakoff joins us from Washington. Bill, what do these committees want to know?
Well, we did not get a specific list of questions, Steve and Michael, about what Comey would be asked. But when you think about it and think of all the things that have surrounded Comey since he's left the FBI, you've got the Trump-Russia investigation. You talk about possible allegations of FISA abuse. You're talking about briefings for the Trump campaign. You're talking about the Michael Flynn thing. And then Michael Cohen and Roger Stone, who are in the news this week. There's no shortage of things that lawmakers wanted to get their answers to. Comey had objected earlier, as you know, and had even filed a motion in court to stall the hearing because he wanted his answers to be out in public so it wouldn't be, in his words, become a political football, if you will. But they worked out an agreement, and so there he is today.
All right. Also today, we're expecting special counsel Robert Mueller to file some important documents this afternoon regarding the Russia probe.
Right. These are sentencing guidelines for Michael Cohen and for Paul Manafort. We saw them earlier this week with others. And so basically what they're doing is they're laying out their case for what they think should be an appropriate sentence. Michael Flynn, because of his cooperation with the special counsel's office, they came away saying he's provided terrific information and they're recommending no jail time. For Paul Manafort, I don't think you're going to see that because they've said that even post plea deal agreement, he continued to lie to them, so they've withdrawn from the agreement, and you might expect to see a memo there that throws the book. And with Michael Cohen, it'll be interesting to see what the former president's lawyer, to the extent that he's cooperated, and what they're recommended for his sentence for campaign finance violations. Now, again, we're expecting those probably later this afternoon, later this evening, and like Michael Flynn's, we may get some information out of it, but we also expect to see some heavily redacted portions of these memos.
Thank you, Bill. CBS News correspondent Bill Rakoff in Washington.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.